Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More news is possible today regarding the state's crime lab, where an investigation has found that a chemist mishandled evidence. State agencies and district attorneys plan today to try and clarify what happened and why, and who could be affected. WBUR's David Boeri is following this story, and he joins us here in the studio this morning to explain the latest. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So a quick recap first. Walk us through what's happened to this point.
You have a mind-boggling failure within the Department of Public Health, the State Department of Public Health. The state lab in Jamaica Plain discovers irregularities in June of 2011. It doesn't notify its own headquarters until December. Headquarters doesn't notify district attorneys until February. They only notify one. That's the DA of Norfolk County. They say it's only 90 samples. It doesn't affect any other counties. Both of those things were wrong. We find that out just recently when the state lab, when the state police take over the lab as was scheduled, and they find massive problems.
Massive is the word, because there are tens of thousands of cases, but perhaps affected. How big is the potential problem?
Well, you start with something like 60,000 drug samples. 60,000 drug samples that involve this one chemist 2, Annie Ducan. So the state has now presented public defenders and the CPS, which are CPS, and the district attorneys with spreadsheets. But what you have to understand is the names of the defendants aren't attached to these samples. They have evidence control numbers. So you have this spreadsheet, and you have to determine which county, which lawyer, what defendant, whether the defendant is incarcerated or not. And the first goal in all of this, everybody agrees, is that you have to find the people who are incarcerated now and may have been convicted on the basis of fraudulent evidence or fraudulent science.
David, the findings regarding the tainted evidence were made public earlier this month. The district attorneys have been pressing for more details, but there's been a holdup. Why?
Well, you start with those spreadsheets and that just that number, 60,000 samples. She worked on at least 34,000 criminal cases that they represent. And so the district attorneys want to know what in the world she supposedly did. They don't know that. They need to know that. Because right now you have to presume that everything that Annie Ducan, that chemist, touched is tainted. If you can narrow it down, perhaps you can narrow the workload to figure out what's going on here. You got to wonder, is she cutting corners? Is she stealing evidence? Or is she putting her thumb on the scales? We live in a state with mandatory minimum drug laws. So remember, the difference between 199 grams of cocaine and 200 is 5 years mandatory. So is she putting her thumb on the scale? This is the sort of stuff that they need to know in order to perhaps minimize their work in identifying those defendants who might have been done wrong.
Both sides apparently agree on at least one thing, right? That with 34,000 cases potentially affected, they should prioritize the defendants and those already convicted who are behind bars. Once that's done, what happens? And do we have any idea how long that's going to take?
Well, that's one of the reasons they're talking to the governor, saying we need money to break through this. They need more researchers, more investigators. But what you have to do is look at those cases and determine whether to retry them or to dismiss them. And remember, the drugs may no longer be in existence. They might have been destroyed by the police departments.
Could
that
have been
had
burned
them
up.
She's been working there for 9 years. And there's still another problem. As if this isn't bad enough, she was suspended. Annie Ducan was suspended in June of last year. And despite the fact that she was suspended, she actually testified at trials all the way to January of this year. And defense attorneys who made motions, having heard what happened in Norfolk, were ridiculed by judges, and they were opposed by district attorneys with the information this only happened with 90 samples and it was only in Norfolk.
So what's going on with the investigation into Annie Ducan? And I ask because, as I understand it, Massachusetts Public Safety Secretary Mary Elizabeth Heffernan has told WBUR the Patrick administration cannot compromise the Attorney General's criminal investigation into Annie Ducan, the chemist in question.
That's right. And we don't know what's happening. By the way, one prominent defense attorney, Ed Ryan, has suggested they may need to visit the issue of giving her immunity in order to break through this logjam and prevent or correct the injustices that have already been done. But so we don't know what that investigation, what that criminal investigation entails right now. But what's clear, Bob, is that it needs to be a major investigation into the Department of Public Health for outrageous lapses.
David Boeri following this story. We'll have more after the meeting today. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.